In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A monk was once asked what they do in the monastery, and he replied, "We fall and get up, fall and get up, fall and get up again." I guess that for most of us who are Christians, this is our experience too. From the moment we first get up in the morning and face ourselves in the bathroom mirror, we are offered a myriad of choices as to how we will act in each situation of the coming day that will affect both our relationship with God and the world around. The gospel stories of the resurrection are full of the sense of disorientation that comes with the turning on of the bathroom light. The early morning sensation that says, though it is more comfortable to stay in the dark, we must get out and get on with the business of life in whatever circumstances the world presents us. The transition from the moment when the light dazzles us to the point where it enables us to see things as they really are. The ascension of Jesus Christ, which we've been celebrating this week, is one such moment of reorientation. A curious incident. Clearly, the end of the resurrection appearances had to be marked by some kind of dramatic event. But whatever we make of it, its claim as the means by which Jesus returned to heaven was made both very early on by the disciples and very much of a piece with the claim that Jesus was raised from the dead. The ascension allows a space to open up between heaven and earth in which we can explore the life and death of Jesus and its meaning. It requires us to move on in our faith and understanding of who Jesus is and to continue to expand our vision in order that our minds may encompass the fullness of the one in whom God's glory dwells. Importantly, Christian faith never allows us to remain static. It is forever pointing us onwards, and each time we return to the celebration of these feasts, demands are made upon us and upon our limited projections of who Jesus is. Only a Jesus who is liberated by death and resurrection from the constraints of an earthly life is able to operate on the cosmic scale. Too often, the event is seen as bringing something to an end. But the ascension is, in Churchill's phrase, merely the end of the beginning. The disciples were left not mourning, but motivated, constantly devoting themselves to prayer, continually in the temple, blessing God, waiting with eager expectation for the next exciting thing that God would be doing in their lives. For now that the power of evil has been broken, we have to learn to live in a new world where anything is possible in Christ. It is to your advantage that I go away, says Jesus in John's Gospel, prophesying the coming of the Holy Spirit. Jesus perceives his own departure as his greatest blessing, for his enthronement made him more accessible and not less. But we are too experienced to imagine that the circumstances in which we find ourselves post-ascension will be some kind of blissful nirvana. What has changed is God in us, that there exists the possibility of being connected with the power of God revealed in the person of Jesus, who gives us a glimpse in advance of the great truth that will one day be unveiled. It is as though the universe is humming with the secret knowledge that Jesus the Messiah is its Lord. In Emily Dickinson's phrase, like seeing the grass grow and hearing the squirrel's heart beat. A knowledge that cannot yet be spoken or even fully understood. To be a Christian is to be privy to this secret, to have it indeed engraved into one's own life. For many, this seems too challenging. Life seems testing enough as it is. But what Christians and the church need more than ever is a little more self-confidence, a little more expectation. To live in the confidence of the ascension is to inhabit a compassionate detachment which is both spiritually authentic and humanely attractive. Charity in the face of poverty, morality in the face of indulgence, integrity in the face of conflict, sacrifice in the face of greed, service in the face of selfishness, serenity in the face of suffering. The future of Christianity depends precisely upon the quality of the witness we can give to the world, which in turn depends upon our faith in a Lord who is no longer limited by the constraints of this world, but who is now risen, ascended, glorified. A Lord to whom we can all say, I may stumble and I may fall, but as long as you stand with me, I will keep on getting up. God unheld by word or wall, power of love beyond all divisions, lift us from dullness and cynicism, make us ready for your spirit, and turn our hearts to the healing of the world through Jesus Christ, the name above all names. Amen.